Tourists have been flocking to the Austrian Alps for a long time. Stunning views of those mountains and the 1965 blockbuster The Sound of Music no doubt inspired visitors, but the attraction of a perfect Instagram post takes tourism to another level. Just ask the locals in the Austrian village of Hallstatt. The BBC's Bethany Bell has the story.
The mountains are pretty cool, the river is really, it's a fabulous place.
Exotic, but so many people.
Yeah.
Hallstatt, which is perched on the shores of a mountain lake, is something of an alpine dream. And over the last 10 years, it's seen a huge increase in the number of tourists here. Up to 8,000 visitors, 10 times the population here, arrive every day.
We heard it from some apps in China, and many people recommended the place, so we came here. And many people posted some beautiful photos. More and more people want to come here and want to know if it's true.
Hallstatt is breathtakingly beautiful. Steep, rocky mountains leading down to a beautiful alpine lake. And the village itself is full of 17th and 18th century houses with wooden chalet-style roofs and petunias and geraniums hung around the terraces and balconies. The mayor, Alexander Scheutz, says tourism has been great for Hallstatt's economy.
The advantages are that we have become financially independent. We used to be a place that people left. We couldn't balance our budget. But that's changed. Now we can develop our own projects and offer a lot to our population. Many things which we couldn't afford, but which are now good for our inhabitants.
Wandering through Hallstatt, you see a number of houses which have signs saying private, no entry on them. A number of the locals here find the sheer number of tourists difficult to cope with, including Rudolf.
We have a lot of short-term visitors who swamp the place and then leave after 2 or 3 hours. That isn't so good for the people who live here. The disadvantages are obstructions and rubbish. And sometimes the tourists push into private areas, and that isn't pleasant for anyone.
Das ist natürlich für niemand angenehm.
Many of the visitors reach Hallstatt by tour buses, which arrive here every few hours. The mayor says there are plans to reduce the number of coaches. But mass tourism, it seems, is here to stay.
The BBC's Bethany Bell reporting in beloved and slightly beleaguered Hallstatt, Austria.